You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Some of our listeners know what a boudoir photograph is. Others don't. Let's try to explain it. It's actually got a bunch of different names. And the reason this has come up is there's a couple of different friends of mine who have been posting them on Facebook. They've gone out and they've had kind of the sexy photos taken.
Is that the one you showed me the other day?
Yes. Well, there's I have three different friends now who have done this in the last 2 weeks. I showed you one of them on Friday.
It was
smoking, right?
Visually stimulating.
One holding the
don't drink. You don't need to
let's,
say it.
Don't say anymore.
Don't say it.
All I'm saying.
It was nice.
All I'm saying is that yes, they're beautiful photographs, but I just have questions, mm-hmm. and so I thought I would ask the question. And then, Emily, as a young woman, you can answer, and then we'll open up the phones, and if people want to call in and talk about it, I'm a little bit curious what one does with those photos. Now, let's try to explain them. These are generally, not always, but they're generally photos of a woman in very either suggestive clothing or lingerie,
yeah.
or very little clothing,
yeah.
but they're, quote, tastefully done, right?
Yeah, there's filters on them. And
there's, yeah.
Right, and they're like
blur filters.
Right, exactly.
Important stuff.
Right, it's not like Hustler magazine photos, but they're still very suggestive / sexual photographs. Yeah. So my question is, as a woman, what do you do with those pictures?
Generally, don't you give them to your significant other as like you? I did this for Steve for his birthday, and then you hand him the book.
Two of the three women that I know who posted them, two of the three are not in a relationship.
Okay, so
right
they
now.
Just did it for fun.
So what do you do with them then?
Post them on Facebook, apparently.
You could. It is your prerogative. I talked to one of my girlfriends, actually. She heard we were talking about this. And she's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I've done that twice. And I'm like, what? And she said in both instances, it was just simply to feel confident and sexy. Because in your day-to-day life, it's not easy to kind of tap into that confidence and that sexuality. And so you do, because it's also, it's like a thing, like there's usually someone doing your hair and your makeup, which always kind of helps. Mm-hmm.
No, they look great.
So
All of them look great. It's a mini makeover.
Kinda.
And they're pretty photos, too. It's not just that they're like sexual photos. They're also really well
they're
done.
Tasteful.
She sent me a few of hers, and they are smoking
Can I see them?
Hot. You cannot. No, they are beautiful. And
see, that's the thing. She gets these beautiful photos done, and then nobody can see them?
She's doing it for her. She's not doing it for you.
So she sits in her room and just looks at these
That's
photos
my question.
And says,
no,
man,
it gets
I feel
you a
confident.
Little, it gets you a little bump. And I think then once you see them, it reminds you back to when you did have, you know, like the confidence. And it all, she also did say there was a bottle of champagne involved.
Like, wouldn't you, if you are looking for that confidence, so wouldn't you like to show them off so people can then say, wow, you look fantastic.
No, because
you look amazing.
Your confidence needs to come from you. And not from other people.
Well, okay, yes, in a perfect world.
Right.
But when people are posting them on Facebook,
then you're
they
you're
know there's going to be
that is her
200 fishing. Comments that say, oh my God,
you're
beautiful.
Amazing.
Right,
you're
but then
wonderful.
No, I think that really it is just, you know, it's like a quick fix to just get a good boost of confidence. I know there have been bachelorette parties that do this, so it's like kind of like a group thing or a girls' night.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going to Color Me Mine, you go drink some wine and go run around in your
and,
skibbies.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not, quote, judging, and I'm not complaining, I'm not anything like that. I'm just curious because I'm a guy, and no guy does this, right? We don't go out and pose for photos of ourselves, you know, standing.
Things that you would never hear a guy say.
Right.
Or do.
So how do you derive, you know, just like a little confidence? You guys just do it in different ways. You fix a car. You fix a car.
So you're saying posing in a sexual
yard work.
So you're saying posing in a sexual photograph is equal to a guy going out and changing the spark plugs on his car.
Beating our chest and saying,
I don't know where you derive your confidence from, but some women do it this way, and I kind of get it.
Disclaimer one more time. I'm not knocking it. I just don't understand. And
still
so I would love for women to call in and talk to us about their boudoir photo shoot.
See, I told my girlfriend, I was like, I'm not good with sexy. I'm good with quirky, funny, goofy. I don't think I could ever do this. And she's like, I'm the same way. I never thought that I would ever do this. And she's like, but you get in there and, you know, and it's, you're in a safe place. She did it with like a woman photographer. So, you know, she felt comfortable and she was like, it brought out.
Like, here's another quick question. We've got to go to a break and then take phone calls. But here's another question. Say you're not in a relationship and you have that done and you post a couple of them on Facebook or mm-hmm. whatever. Then what do you do? Because do you put these up in your house? What do you do with them after that? We have all sorts of calls coming in, like Laura. Hey, Laura, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So have you had one of these photo shoots done?
I've actually done two. I kind of do it as like an annual gift to myself. So I try to do about one a year, actually.
Oh, it's a gift to yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. The first time I was in a relationship, and one of the outfits I chose was specific to the guy that I was with because I knew he would like it. So he got that photo as a gift.
All right.
But otherwise, you know, some of them I frame. I keep them just kind of on hand to remind me when I'm having a not feeling so hot day that I am, you know, and it's right. It's kind of a boost. Plus, when guys start asking for sexy pictures, I'd rather send that than
that's pretty good.
Selfie in the mirror.
Right.
Something that's professional.
Very good. I'm glad you called, yeah. Laura. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here's where's Julie? Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hey, so what can you tell me about this?
This is something that my friends and I always talked about doing in our 20s. And then we all turned 30, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to, you know, do it for fun and give some photos to my husband. You know, it'll just be kind of a fun thing.
Uh-huh.
And I left the photo shoot feeling so incredibly confident and just loving my body and feeling so sexy that I would recommend anybody to do it anytime.
Go get it done, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, it's so much fun.
It's one of those things, too, where... You know, women are so hard on our bodies, and we see everything in the media that's telling us that we're not sexy the way we are. And when right. we're 50 years old, we can look back at our 30-year-old selves or our 40-year-old selves, or when we're 60, look at our 50. And like, we just need to embrace what we are now and, you know, and enjoy that now, because there's going to be a time when things are going to be wrinkled and sagging, and trust me, we're going to a lot hotter now.
Julie, I'm glad you called. Yeah. Have a fun day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Barbie. Good morning, Barbie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
How many times have you done the boudoir photos?
Twice.
Twice, yeah?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes we just need a little boost. I'm a mom of six, gave birth to four of them, and I recently lost like 26 pounds.
Yeah.
And my husband, you know, was like, oh, yeah, you look good. But we need more than that. We need reassurance that, damn, you look good.
Yes.
Ourselves.
Well, good for you. Where do you have these photos stashed? Do you have any of them on display in your house?
I have like a photo album that I put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are on display, but I mean, they're on a bookshelf where anybody could pick them up.
I got it.
My kids have all seen them, and, you know, there's nothing naughty about them.
No, mommy looks beautiful, right?
Right, absolutely.
Thanks for being on the show.
My 18-year-old son was like, yeah, mom, those are good pictures.
Oh, no.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Barbie, have a great day.
When you can't start finding the album, that's
when
you have a problem.
Oh, God.
Here's V. Good morning, V. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What can you tell me?
So I've done it twice. Yeah. The first time was several years ago, and then I went on a big diet, and my girlfriend bought me the package. I lost 40 pounds, so it was celebrating my birthday and my weight loss.
You know, I've heard that now. You know, this has come up several times, that this is almost like it's almost like a congratulatory gift that women give to themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely felt just hot and gorgeous when I left.
Where are the photos today?
They're on my computer.
That's it. So they're not on display anywhere.
No, they're for me. And, I recently just got a boyfriend, and he was Googling something, and he clicked on the folder, and he's like, why don't I have any of these?
Oh, and you said, because, boyfriend, you haven't earned these yet, right?
I was like, you haven't gotten there yet.
Put a little more time in. V, have a wonderful day, okay?
Soon, my friend.
Buy me some jewelry.
You got to work your way up to Christmas those is photographs. Coming. Here's Kim. She told me off the air that she is a photographer who does this all the time. You said you just did a shoot this weekend. Is that right?
I did.
Yeah. How often do you do these shoots?
I don't do them terribly often. I actually specialize in families, but I get the moms who've had babies and need kind of that confidence boost that their husbands tell them that they love mom bod, but they don't. So it's kind of teaching them that you don't have to look like a Sports Illustrated model to be hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right on. Have you ever had guys inquire about this, like a guy coming down to do one of these?
I actually know a couple photographers who specialize in boudoir.
Dude war!
Oh, wait, there's a Harry Potter boudoir photo session.
My morning.
Yes.
Kim knows what's up.
That's
and
dude funny.
And he did a Dexter shoot, too.
Oh, that's Dexter.
Cool.
Well,
okay, so
I kind of like this.
I go in to have it done, Kim, will you be posing me?
Well, can we do like a James Bond theme or something like that?
You know, I would refer out to the photographer who specializes in dudes.
What? Come on.
I'm sure you could do anything you want.
Right, I would put you kitchen with pasta hanging all over you.
I know, but I want to put myself in the hands of the experts who would know. You know, I've got a friend of mine, Shannon, and she is specializes in taking portraits of women. She'll do anybody, but her specialty is portraits of women. Not so much the boudoir stuff, but her whole thing is like, this is to make you feel better about yourself. This is to show you that you're beautiful on the inside and out. She does such a great job with it. Mm-hmm. And she's got a great business. And Kim, it sounds like your business is that way too. So for a guy, I'm wondering what we would need to do, how we would need to pose in order to feel good about ourselves.
You know, I don't know.
It would be a suit of some sort.
Because a suit?
I think you agree. You know, when you're in a nice suit.
Because, yeah. I think there are women who do their boudoirs in nothing.
Right.
And it's amazing. And there are women who do their boudoir photos with almost fully clothed. And so I would think it would vary just as much for
Yeah, like that 20s pinup look I think is super sexy.
Yeah,
so that might be
friends.
One like that.
You know what, Dom, you should do? You need to do The Rock. Okay, Dwayne Johnson. He's always in like a nice tailored suit, and he looks just incredibly delicious. But he's always doing the cufflink. He's always putting that one cufflink in his left.
Is
suit.
That my shot?
Yes, that should be your shot. Yeah. I don't know if he's ever
going
to get
your
that
fly,
cufflink.
I think your shot.
Oh, checking my fly.
See, when I think of you, Dom, I see you in the kitchen, flour everywhere along the counter, baking a pie in an apron. With a really, like, come-hither look.
He has nothing in
come
his
hither
fridge.
Look.
What are you talking
He's
about?
Making a pie.
Kim is on the phone saying, yeah, that's sexy.
A man who can cook is sexy.
Baked goods.
No, I think Kim hung up. She's like, no, Kim.
No, she's sitting there. She's thinking about me posing in a kitchen. Is that going to be a good shot, Kim, or no?
I think you could do just about anything and rock it out.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Bye, Kim.
Have a great day.
Yes, with the vacuum.
Yeah, what's
all right.
So if I'm in the kitchen, Jeremy, what's yours? Under the hood of the car?
I guess I'd have to go with Emily. I'd be like in a garage, like some sort of cool garage setting, I think.
Yeah. Flannel and an axe.
Perhaps a nice Dickies onesie.
Yeah.
Some coveralls.
Yeah.
Chris, what is Tim? What's his boudoir photo, do you think?
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
Boy, it's probably with a laptop strategically placed.
Sitting on the couch with a laptop on his crotch.
Yeah. Oh,
this
right.
This is bite this, BYD.
Google this.
Hey, baby, want to Google?
It's code.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.